Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Live on tape from the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York City, it's Stephen Colbert!
Oh, talk about beautiful. Hello, gorgeous. Table for two, right? Hello! Hello, you lovely people. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, one and all, to The Late Show. I am your host, Stephen Colbert, and it is... Check your calendars, because this is the first Friday of 2022. And I'm so happy to be here. That's why I showed up.
Yeah, Friday.
If I'm not happy to be here, I don't show up. That's why on some Fridays, you might notice we don't do a new show. Because on some Fridays, I just call Chris and I go, I'm not feeling it, man. And the network goes, whatever you want, chief. Your health and well-being are way more important to us than money. But... that's the first joke tonight. But... not everybody is showing up to work these days. According to the most recent jobs reports, in November, the number of people quitting jobs hit an all-time high in what is being called the Great Resignation. When reached for comment on the Great Resignation, one economist said, "As somebody else, I quit." This data comes straight, and hot from the Bureau of Labor Statistics' latest Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey, or JOLTS, release. Incidentally, if you're jolting yourself to release on the job, you're probably getting fired before you have a chance to resign. But, you know, you do you. One sector has been hit hard. Workers particularly quit their jobs in the hospitality industry, which is why robots are filling in staffing shortages at some hotels. That's right, ruthless killing machines programmed to deliver your luggage to your room. It's RoboHop. This is true. This is actually already happening. Let's see the future of hospitality in action.
The robot needs to be trained only once to navigate the lobby and hallways. It even has been adapted to call for an elevator. Once inside, it can press the button for the designated floor.
Whoa. Hey, robot, at least buy that elevator dinner first. Can we show that on CBS? I don't know. And it's great at room service.
Once it gets to the room, it calls the guest to announce its arrival.
Our robot is waiting outside your door.
That's not as comforting as you think. Our robot is waiting outside your door. You have 10 seconds to comply, or you'll be incinerated and then charged for a minibar Toblerone. But some folks, Toblerone fans, who doesn't like chocolate? Got those little jaggy things in it? Some folks actually prefer the inhuman touch. According to the CEO of the robot hospitality company, you don't have to tip it. You don't even have to get dressed for it. Okay, you don't have to, but you really should still put on a robe. Just because it's a robot doesn't mean it needs to see what you use to push elevator buttons. Going up. Restaurants are also filling their job openings with robots, such as Flippy from Miso Robotics, which uses artificial intelligence sensors, computer vision, and robotic arms to fry fast food. This thing is capable of solving the most complex mathematic calculations, and it's frying fast food. It's a scientific breakthrough. They've invented a synthetic grad student. And the makers... yep. The makers of Flippy also make Sippy, a robot machine that automatically dispenses colas and soft drinks. And if you buy them both, the Flippy and Sippy robots combine to form Diabetes Voltron. But Sippy the robot, won't be pouring much of the hard stuff because a lot of people are using the New Year's as an opportunity to take a break from alcohol, a.k.a. Dry January. Personally, I'm going to do a third of that. I will not be drinking for the 8 hours a day that I'm sleeping. But, just for January. Over on Twitter, one adult beverage company had a bit of advice. Pabst Blue Ribbon posted this actual tweet. Not drinking this January? Try eating ass. Yes. Yes, if you miss the refreshing taste of Pabst Blue Ribbon, the closest substitute is ass. That's why. That's why true connoisseurs call it Pabst Brown Ribbon. Sadly, the tweet has since been deleted. Instead, they seem to be playing it safe, and this is true, by tweeting just the word beer. Or if beer's not available, try Pabst Blue Ribbon. Of course, companies aren't just promoting themselves here on Earth, and I'll tell you all about the latest in my segment, Space News, Brands in Space Edition. Coming in hot. Coming in hot. In our very easy, cheap date. In our first piece of orbiting brand news, Amazon's Alexa may soon be going to space. Reminds me of that famous scene from 2001, A Space Odyssey.
Open the pod bay doors, Alexa.
Playing Best of the Doors.
No, Alexa, no, no.
A spokesperson for Amazon says that the device could allow astronauts to obtain real-time data by asking things like, what speed are we going on? What's that alarm that just went off? Remind me what that is. Remind me what that is? How dumb are astronauts? Alexa, how many speeds is spaceships doing for? Houston, we have a potato. Alexa evidently could also communicate with Earth to retrieve all sorts of information, such as news, that would help astronauts feel less lonely. Yes, because if there's one thing that always cheers me up when I'm feeling down, it's the news. Back here on Earth. News. News.
News fans.
Back Earthside, Omicron continues to rage across the world and is having devastating consequences, for instance. It was recently announced that the Grammy Awards have been officially postponed, and I can only imagine that the Latin Grammys have been pospuestos. But there is one award show that's still going to happen, the Golden Globes. Not that you'd know it. They already weren't going to be televised because NBC yanked the Globes after accusations of racism, sexism, and greed were leveled against the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. And NBC will not tolerate racism, sexism, and greed for more than 15 seasons. But, NBC. But this week, they announced they were further paring down the ceremony this Sunday. The Globes will take place without celebs, press, or audience in attendance. What? How? Huh? The Golden Globes without press or celebrities is just a hotel ballroom full of Austrians who love Emily in Paris. The Austrian jokes. Austrian. People love Austrian jokes.
Hey, man, look at it.
Sehr gut. The Hollywood Foreign Press Association claims that these changes were caused by Omicron, but Variety obtained an email that the Globe sent to several publicists asking their clients to participate in the show, and no celebs have agreed to take part. They couldn't get anyone, even Mel Gibson. I can't associate my good name with the Golden Globes. Those people are racists. Speaking of unwise gatherings, yesterday was the first anniversary of the January 6th insurrection, and more of these Trader Joes are facing trial. And I'll tell you all about the latest in tonight's seditionist roundup.
These bad hombres are unstable.
First up on the Collude Ranch is Buffalo native and guy who's just hang out in the bushes, officer, no law against that. Tom Sibick. Sibick is facing multiple felony charges, mainly from assaulting Capitol Police Officer Michael Fanone. He's still awaiting trial, but this past week, he asked a federal judge to allow him to use dating apps. His dating app of choice, OKKKCupid. Next up, sure, why not? Next up in the chicken coup is Florida native Jeffrey Register, seen here asking a raccoon in a dumpster, hey, are you gonna finish that? Register, again, his last name is Register, stormed the Capitol on January 6th, and then a few weeks later sent a text to his dad saying, maybe when this is all said and done, the government will provide me with a bumper sticker to give you that says, proud parent of a Capitol insurrectionist. Would you settle for, my kid is on the dishonor roll? After sending the text, the FBI contacted Register, and he lied to them and tried to cover up his texts and social media activity by doing a factory reset on his phone. That's not how it works, buddy. You already sent the text. It's like saying, I know there's video of me burning down the orphanage, but if I did that, how come my gasoline can is totally empty? Last up at the Not OK Corral is Pennsylvania rioter and Dollar General Justin Bieber. Leonard Ridge. Ridge is 20, so he's one of the youngest defendants in the Capitol riot. So Ridge's lawyers argued the judge should be more lenient because he spent his senior year in virtual learning and he missed out on Senior Spirit Day, the senior year picnic, and prom. He may have missed out on prom, but the theme of the insurrection was Enchantment Under the Siege. We got a great show for you tonight.
Coming up, meanwhile.
Here's the thing about eating. We all have to do it, sometimes even a few times a day. But if you already have a lot on your plate that isn't food, like stuff to do, figuring out your meals can be stressful. By the time you get breakfast going, it could be lunchtime. And then what? Eat your breakfast for lunch? Is that allowed? Yes, you're a grown-up who can make their own choices. And whether that choice is eating breakfast for every meal or bending to society's construct of proper mealtimes, you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals that can be ready in as little as 2 minutes. Tailored to your schedule and weird eating habits, you have the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your cool new breakfast-only lifestyle. You can even try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus, if that's what you're into for breakfast. Or any meal. You do you. Head to factormeals.com/lateshow50 and use code lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code lateshow50 at factormeals.com/lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney, the voice of Korra on The Legend of Korra.
And me, Dante Bosco, the voice of Zuko on The Last Airbender and General Iroh on The Legend of Korra. Each week, we'll recap and discuss another episode of The Last Airbender.
I don't know if we've ever talked about it, but...
Amazing guests stop by, from creators to cast to super fans to chat all things Avatarverse.
Are we saying that this is possible in the Avatar universe?
Varney, we gotta spread the word. Now fans can also check out our weekly video pods too by subscribing to the official Avatar YouTube channel.
That's a lot of fire, isn't it?
That's right, we're on video this season, everybody! So, whether you're a super fan with encyclopedic knowledge or you're brand new to this incredible world,
it's Fire Nation time, Book of Fire. Let's go! Listen to Avatar Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, folks, I spent a lot of time standing right over there combing through the day's stories to find and erect for you the finest Grecian news columns, adorning them with the most up-to-the-minute bas-relief. And then I impart my most topical teachings to be absorbed by eager, sponge-like minds in the august Athenian academy that is my monologue. But sometimes, just sometimes, folks, I come to in a dried-out baby pool in an abandoned ranch I won in a Russian roulette game off the coast of Mozambique. I gather tumbleweeds and I lash them together with some twine I found at a dumpster by a burned-out rest stop. Then I shotgun a hot Monster energy drink and chew a maca root as I hallucinate through the night in the vagrant's hotbox yurt of news that is my segment.
Meanwhile...
It's your friend. It's your old friend, meanwhile, folks. It's your old friend. Meanwhile, in Las Vegas, singer Jason Derulo fought two men after one of them called him Usher. Jimmy, let's go to the tape.
Hey, Usher, why you slap him? Why you slap him? Why you slap him? Why you slap him?
Wow, I haven't seen Jason Derulo that angry since someone reminded him he was in Cats. Meanwhile, speaking of disrespected cats, a cat has been reunited with its family after being mistakenly donated to a thrift store. The family donated a recliner to a thrift store, but their family cat was tucked inside the chair, hiding. I'm gonna go ahead and guess that was a pretty tense reunion with the cat. Hey, we're so happy to have you back. Oh, are you? Yeah, sorry we donated you to that thrift store. I'm sure it was an honest mistake. Anyway, I'm gonna go sit in the middle of the carpet out in the open in full view of everyone until you're asleep. Then I'm gonna put my butthole on your mouth. Honest mistake. Meanwhile, Nicolas Cage says, "Don't call me an actor." We don't. He does have a preference, though, saying, "Call me a thespian." Not doing that either. Meanwhile, in crime news, Florida authorities said they found cocaine and methamphetamine wrapped around a man's penis during a traffic stop, but the man denied the drugs were his. You got to admire the balls. Also, penis. How do you deny that? Officer, I'm just holding this for a friend's penis. That is not a picture of the man's penis, by the way. Meanwhile, a 90 Day Fiancé star has retired from selling her farts after a heart attack scare. I'm sorry. Was that random jumble of words a sentence? I think I'm having a stroke, and I don't even sell my farts. Apparently, before her retirement from the scene, the 90 Day Fiancé contestant, Stephanie Motto, had been capturing her emissions in jars and selling them, and at the peak was earning more than $50,000 a week selling her farts. That's a lot of cheddar just for cutting the cheese. So, very proud, so proud. Somebody's little girl. And evidently, and I did not know this, and that's on me, one can buy farts in jars. Of course, I only find about this after the holidays. I gave my staff jean jackets. But Motto is pulling her days of breaking wind for profit behind her after she was rushed to a hospital with chest pains she feared were symptoms of a heart attack, only to be told that her pain was the result of her steady diet of gas-inducing beans and eggs. How'd that conversation go? Miss Motto, are there any recent lifestyle changes? Oh, just the usual, you know, work stress, not sleeping great. Oh, and I've been pounding eggs and beans so I can jar my farts for cash. So it's probably the sleeping thing, right? Meanwhile, a woman was forced to isolate with a man she just met on Tinder after the pair both tested positive for COVID when they were together in what some are calling an Omicron rom-con. My favorite respiratory illness-based romantic comedy since You've Got MERS.
Coming up, Tom Hanks takes the Colbert questionnaire. Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more, and Late Show Pod Show listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game. Headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
One of the best things about doing the show is getting to talk to all sorts of fascinating people. It's way more fun than yelling interview questions out my window at strangers. But lately, I found myself craving a deeper connection that you get from most celebrity interviews. Less, tell me about your latest project, and more, tell me how your adult self would be a disappointment to you as a child. By the way, don't get me started. Which is why we here at The Late Show have been carefully crafting a set of questions specifically designed to dig deep and reveal my guest's truest self. It's called the Colbert Questionnaire. We made a graphic and everything. And in only 15 questions, it covers the full spectrum of the human experience, everything from spirituality and the nature of fear to important stuff like sandwiches. So I want to kick it off by administering this scientifically invalid test to a few scientifically proven celebrities. I mean, nobody that big, your Hankses, your Streeps, your Cloonies. First up, Tom Hanks. Before we go to the questionnaire, I asked Tom to discuss how he really feels about celebrity interviews. Tom, thanks so much for being here yet again. I'm surprised your hair hasn't grown out.
Now, every day it gets a little better.
Now, Tom, I'm going to take a little sidestep right here. I don't know if you are you a Dick Cavett fan? Did you watch?
I grew up watching Dick Cavett. You bet.
I like to watch Dick every so often. I've got to know him over the years, and I think he's a great model for interviewing. And I just watched an interview he did with Lee Marvin years ago, and I want to ask you a question that he asked Lee Marvin that I just saw. How do you feel about interviews? Because you're the best at them, Tom. Like everybody, it's proverbial in late night that everybody just wants to see the word Hanks up on their board. Like, okay, I don't have to do anything tonight. Tom Hanks is going to be here. But it's not what you do for a living. Everything's up there on the screen. I mean, that's how you've trained yourself for your life. Does it ever bother you that you have to come talk about the thing that you spent all that time making? Just go see the movie. Why do I have to tell anybody?
Yeah, well, look, I wish I had the intimidation factor that I'm sure Lee Marvin had. Yeah. Don't you think that Dick Cavett was a little bit of afraid that Lee Marvin was just going to, you know, loosen his tie and kick his butt right there on TV?
I think he was smoking Camel Straights the whole time, too. It looked like an
Did he sit in the chair like this with a cigarette on it? You know, I saw him on the Johnny Carson show many, many years ago. And Johnny Carson said, not to mix up our, okay, so I'm on Stephen Colbert. We're talking about Dick Cavett, and I'm pulling up a Johnny Carson story.
Who Cavett wrote for, but go ahead.
He did for a while. And also Jerry Lewis, the Jerry Lewis talk show briefly that was from the Hollywood Palace. Anyway, Lee Marvin said, Dick Cavett said, Johnny Carson said to Lee Marvin, well, you're a war hero. You got a medal in World War II. And he said, Johnny, I can't do it. I can't get down. Johnny, I was not a war hero. I got shot in the ass. And as I was sitting there bleeding, and I looked down on the beach and I saw a war hero. I saw a beach master that was guiding in landing craft with red flags under enemy fire on the beach at Iwo Jima. That man was a war hero. And that man was Sergeant Bob Keesham. You know who Bob Keesham is?
Captain Kangaroo?
Captain Kangaroo. The guy who we grew up with as Captain Kangaroo was a sergeant in the Marine Corps who guided in landing craft during the invasion of Iwo Jima.
Holy cow.
That would actually, if I was going to be on the Dick Cavett show with him, like if we were all on the same thing. The question about Iwo Jima would be the third thing I would ask him, because I'd actually like to know first who was the voice of Mr. Moose, and really, could Grandfather Clock actually talk like that? Those would be the questions I'd ask.
The question I would ask is, when the train came around past the silo full of Rice Krispies, why didn't it fill it up every time? Because that's what I was waiting for every morning before I went to school.
You know, we needed to have mystery in our lives, my friend. Otherwise, we would have grown up thinking that there was a simple answer to all of life's problems.
You're always fascinating to talk to. I'd love to ask you a million questions, but I can't. So I've distilled everything possibly worth knowing about a person down to 15 simple questions. Tom Hanks, are you ready for the Colbert questionnaire?
Hit it.
Tom Hanks, what is the best sandwich?
Ham on Swiss, no tomato, lettuce and mustard.
What's one thing that you own that you really should throw out? One of those typewriters? Because you got two. I happen to know you have two right now.
Hell no. You never throw away a typewriter. I have too much stationery. I can just throw in a couple of old notebooks.
What's the scariest animal, Tom?
That would be a type of worm that lives in the sand of beaches of Australia. I'll send you a picture. It'll haunt your dreams.
What happens?
Well, they're these things, and they come up, and they have these heads that if you look at them close, they honestly look like something that the Mandalorian has to flee from on Tatooine.
Apples or oranges?
I'm going to go with oranges.
You know you can't put peanut butter on an orange, right? You can put peanut butter on a slice of apple.
That's not why I eat fruit. I don't view fruit as a peanut butter delivery system.
Have you ever asked someone for their autograph?
Yes.
Would you mind sharing who that is?
It was, I thought when the very first time I ever went to a baseball game when I was 7 years old, I thought it would be very easy just to go down to the Giants clubhouse of Candlestick Park, explain to everybody around me that I wanted Willie Mays' autograph. And I just crawled out to the edge and stuck my head over the side and waved a piece of paper and a pen that Willie Mays would be, oh, well, of course, kid, during the game. I thought that because I'd seen too many TV shows where we weren't even allowed even up close. So I didn't get the autograph, but I wanted it.
What do you think happens when we die?
I think we get to race automobiles. I think we get to put on crash helmets and beat A.J. Foyt.
Favorite action movie?
The Dirty Dozen.
That's what Lee Marvin was talking to Cavett about. The Dirty Dozen. That's literally what Marvin was talking to Cavett about in the interview. And because Cavett said, you were in war. How do you feel about the depiction of war in movies? Some people say the Dirty Dozen. So that gives you a snapshot into the 60s. Some people thought that glorified war in a way that really shouldn't be sort of advertised on the screen. And he said, nah, I don't think so. Film is really about putting the team together and the training that we did, parachuting into the castle or the palace or whatever it was. And all of that was just, that was the second half that we paid off so the audience could enjoy the first half because they knew that was coming.
Okay. It's always good to kill Nazis, Dick. Nothing wrong with killing Nazi generals. I always find that a good source of family entertainment.
Exactly.
I saw the Dirty Dozen on a black and white TV in pan and scan with commercials on it, and you could not have convinced me that it was not the greatest motion picture ever made.
Pretty good movie. But
it's a good movie.
Yeah, it's, nobody wants to see the real thing. That's what he said.
How about that?
Nobody wants to go to a newsreel. Okay, so, a favorite smell.
Vanilla.
Exercise, worth it?
Yes.
Flat.
you tell me.
Come on, man.
Let me tighten my sweater. Check out this trunk. Come on, look at that trunk.
Wow.
Yeah, thank you.
For a man of your height.
Core, baby. It's the core.
Flat or sparkling?
Sparkling.
Let's have a party. Most used app on your phone?
I'm going to say the camera because I got rid of a bunch of apps.
Does that? I'm going to ask the judge. Does that qualify as an app?
Is that an app?
That is a capability of your phone, not an app.
Okay, I'll go to TuneIn Radio because I can listen to any radio station in the world.
Dig it. You get one song to listen to for the rest of your life. What is it?
I'm going to say Our Lips Are Sealed by the Go-Go's. What did I do?
You did nothing. You did nothing, but I'm just imagining it forever. It's a fine. No one. I'm second to none in my love of Belinda Carlisle. Okay.
Jane Weedland, but that's neither here nor
there. Of course, sure.
Can you hear them?
Yes.
Talk about us.
Sure.
Telling lies. That's no surprise. Can you look at them? Look like through them. They have a secret. There's nothing to be revealed. Doesn't matter what they say in the jealous games people play.
Our lips are sealed.
That's right. Great.
Okay,
great,
I'll go for
great,
it. Eternity.
Song.
Eternity. Okay. What number am I thinking of?
Six.
No. Describe the rest of your life in five words.
A magnificent cavalcade of color.
Tom Hanks, everybody. Now you know him. Thank you, Tom.
This has been The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert. If you're enjoying The Late Show Poncho, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Watch The Late Show with Stephen Colbert weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central on CBS and Paramount Plus. And for more exclusive Late Show content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube.
Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the flag.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me?
You're going to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown, new season streaming June 2nd, exclusively on Paramount+.